Once again, I'm Rasel Parvez. Today I'm going to talk about soybean seed yield and composition responses among nodes to potassium availability. I would like to start with a brief introduction about potassium deficiency in soybean. We know potassium is a mobile element, so it can easily move from the bottom towards the top of the plant. So therefore, the deficiency symptom is supposed to appear only on the lower leaves of the plant. But here the photograph showing potassium deficiency on the top of the canopy. The question is why? Well, the answer is, potassium translocation to the upper leaves of the canopy may not be sufficiently rapid enough to meet the high potassium demand, especially during seed filling period. Now the question is how potassium deficiency influences soybean yield. Well, potassium deficiency decreases soybean yield up to 77% by decreasing the number of pods and seed production and also by increasing seed abortion. But our interest is to know, is the potassium deficiency effect the same across the nodes of the plant, especially for the indeterminate variety of maturity group 4. This graph will help us to understand how soybean seed yield and seed potassium concentration responds across the nodes of the plant. It is developed by Sadler et al. Work on determinate variety under potassium sufficient level. And they found about 75% of the seed yield comes from the middle portion of the plant, specifically from node 7 to node 15. They also found seed potassium concentration was highest for seed produced on the lower nodes of the plant, and it was lowest for seed produced on the upper nodes of the plant. But our interest is to know, are the seed yield and seed potassium concentration the same across the nodes of an indeterminate variety, especially under different potassium availability level? I will try to answer this question during my results section. So the objective of our study was to evaluate soybean seed yield, pod and seed number, seed abortion, and seed potassium concentration among nodes of an indeterminate variety under different potassium availability levels. We hypothesized that potassium deficiency would decrease soybean yield by decreasing the number of pod and seed production and by increasing seed abortion. We also hypothesized that regardless of nodal position, seed potassium concentration would increase as the potassium availability increased. And finally, seed potassium concentration would be greatest for seed produced on the lower nodes of the plant, and it would decrease gradually towards the upper nodes of the plant. So this study was conducted at Pine Tree Research Station on Calhoun silt loam in 2012 and 2013 in long-term potassium fertilization trials that were established in 2000 and 2001. Armor 48, R40, a glyphosate-resistant soybean variety having indeterminate growth habit of maturity group 4 was used in this experiment. And there are three annual potassium fertilization rates, ranges from 0 to 150 kg potassium per hectare per year. So 0 represents deficiency, 75 represents sufficiency, and 150 represents high potassium availability. We collected 4 mature plant samples, and the nodes of each plant samples are segmented following a Soska et al. Method, where each node segment was consisted of 2 consecutive nodes. The node segment were numbered starting from the bottom of the plants. There are 20 total nodes. We collected seeds from each node segment and analyzed for potassium concentration by ICAP. The experiment was set up following a randomized clump pit block design with 5 blocks. The data of this experiment were statistically analyzed by ANOVA, and the Fisher-protected LSD at 5% level of probability was used to separate the means for field and individual plant yield, cumulative pod and seed number, and cumulative seed abortion. The data were also regressed across node segments following a stepwise backward elimination technique for individual plant yield, pod and seed number, seed abortion, and seed potassium concentration. Moving on results, this table represents soybean yield and yield component over 2 years period as affected by annual potassium fertilization rate. 2 important points here. Number one, all the yield components, including soybean yield, were significantly affected by only the main effects of annual potassium fertilization rate. And number two, there are no statistical difference between 75 and 150 kilogram potassium per hectare per year for field yield, seed number, and seed abortion. However, in case of individual plant yield and pod number, as the potassium fertilization rate increase, individual plant yield and pod number increase. Coming back to individual parameter, potassium deficiency, I mean when no potassium fertilizer was applied, reduced field yield by 12 to 13%. But in case of individual plant yield, potassium deficiency reduced soybean yield up to 33%. It also reduced pod number up to 21% and seed number up to 26%. But in case of seed abortion, fertilized plant reduced seed abortion by 7 to 9% compared to unfertilized plant. Now the question is, how does potassium, what the position of the plant that the potassium deficiency influence this seed yield component and soybean yield? The next few slides will answer this question. This is the one that represents soybean seed yield across node segment as affected by annual potassium fertilizer rate. Here the x-axis is the node segment, ranges from 1 to 10. 1 is the bottom net segment and 10 is the top node segment. And y-axis is seed yield average of 4 plants. The dot line represents deficiency, I mean zero rate. Broken line represents 75 rate. And solid line represents 150 kg potassium per hectare per year. The same legend and x-axis level are used in the rest of the slide. One thing needs to be mentioned here, due to significant interaction effect between site year and annual potassium fertilization rate, I am presenting each year separately. So in 2012, annual potassium fertilization rate influenced soybean yield only on the top half of the plant. For unfertilized plant, reduced soybean yield by 40% compared to fertilized plant. And there are no statistical seed yield difference between 75 and 150 kg potassium per hectare per year across node segment. However, in 2013, and as the potassium fertilization rate increased, soybean yield increased from node 4 to node 9, where unfertilized plant decreased soybean yield up to 44% compared to fertilized plant. Moving on, seed pod number. This graph represents pod number across node segment as affected by only the main effect of annual potassium fertilization rate. Here the y-axis is the pod number, average of 4 plants. So as the pod number increased, as the potassium fertilization rate increased, soybean pod number increased from node 4 to node 10, I mean top 7 node segments of the plant. For unfertilized plant, reduced soybean pod number up to 23% compared to fertilized plant. So moving on, seed number. Here the y-axis is the seed number, average of 4 plants. Once again, due to significant interaction effect between site year and annual potassium fertilization rate, I am presenting each year separately. So in 2012, soybean potassium fertilization rate influenced seed number only on the top 4 node segments of the plant. For unfertilized plant, reduced soybean seed number up to 34% compared to fertilized plant. And there are no statistical seed number difference between 75 and 150 kg potassium per hectare per year across node segment. However, in 2013, as the potassium fertilization rate increased, soybean pod number increased from node 4 to node 9, where unfertilized plant reduced soybean seed number up to 35% compared to fertilized plant. Moving on, seed abortion, and this parameter only measured in 2013. Here the y-axis is seed abortion. So as the potassium fertilization rate increased, soybean seed abortion decreased from node 3 to node 9, where seed abortion was about double for the unfertilized plant compared to the fertilized plant. Now the question is, why do the soybean yield and yield component differ only on the top 5 to 7 node segment? Well, this graph will answer this question. That represents soybean seed potassium concentration across node segment as affected by only the main effect of annual potassium fertilization rate. Here the y-axis is the seed potassium concentration in gram potassium per kilogram of seed. Two important points here. Number one, regardless of annual potassium fertilization rate and regardless of node segment and site year, as the potassium fertilization rate increases, soybean seed potassium concentration increases. And number two, seed potassium concentration decreases quadratically from the bottom towards the top of the plant. But the rate of decline between 75 and 150 kilogram of potassium per hectare per year was similar across the node segment. However, in case of zero rate, when no potassium fertilizer was applied, seed potassium concentration decreased rapidly towards the top of the plant, especially on the top seven node segments of the plant. That means the lowest seed potassium concentration in that region was the potential region for lowest seed yield, lowest pod and seed number, and highest seed abortion. So we summarize that under potassium deficient condition, soybean seed yield loss was associated with lower pod and seed number and greater seed abortion. And all these things occurred only on the top 5 to 7 node segments of the plant, where seed potassium concentration was also lowest. The another important thing is the luxury uptake of potassium by soybean seed. Our field results showed there are no statistical seed yield difference between 75 and 150 kg of potassium per hectare per year. But as the potassium fertilization rate increased, soybean seed potassium concentration increased. That means luxury uptake occurred that has seldom been reported or studied for the soybean crops. So how this result will help us? Well, this result will help us to correct potassium deficiency during the growing season. But we really need to research to identify the best method of rescue potassium deficiency. It could be either foliar feeding or broadcast. The another important point is to determine the correct crop potassium removal rate. I already showed that there is a seed potassium concentration from the bottom towards the top of the plant. So if you collect seed sample from a plot where a significant potassium deficiency occurred, and if you collect the seed sample from the lower nodes of the plant, you will come up with higher crop potassium removal rate. And the result will be opposite if you collect the seed sample from the upper node segments of the plant. So it is very crucial to collect a representative seed sample to determine the correct potassium rate based on the crop potassium removal philosophy. And our results also suggest that to maintain medium to optimal soil test potassium level due to the efficient uptake of soil potassium and maximum economic return. Thank you all. I would like to acknowledge my co-author, Dr. Slaton, is my advisor, Dr. Robert, Mr. DeLong, Dempsey and Fryer, and especially Arkansas Soybean Promotion Board and the Mosaic Company for funding this research. Thank you. Yes, sir.
Did you take any tissue samples to see if there are deficiencies of potassium or not? And with that, in particular with your 75 kilograms of potassium, was there any evidence of potassium deficiency showing up in the leaves, regardless of whether you saw the seed composition?
Well, the question is, did I take any leaf sample to identify the potassium deficiency? Yes, we did collect the leaf tissue soybean leaves at R2 stage from 2012 and 2013 both years, but we did not present that data. And we show there is a concentration difference. You can standardize the deficiency or sufficiency level. We also did collect tissue sample across the season in different growth stages at 3 or 5 annual potassium rate, ranges from 0 to 150. We are waiting on results to see if we can standardize potassium deficiency across season. Yes, sir.
For the site, what was the CM levels in the soil?
Good question. What was the potassium level in the site, the question was? Well, it's a low to medium level. It ranges from 80 ppm, milligram potassium per kilogram to 90 ppm.
How did you measure seed abortion?
The question was, how did I measure seed abortion? That's a four plant samples we collected. I already said this. We segmented the node, and we examine each pod, and if there is the seed that is showing very light and thin, very small, you can see, you can visually see that. Also, we try to separate from sting bug damage, because if there is a seed pod that got the sting bug symptom, like the biting things, we separate that. We are not considered that the seed abortion. But other than that, if the seed is very minute, we consider it as an aborted seed.
You did that at physiological maturity?
I did it at harvest.